Hi, my name is Gail Rand. I'm an Annapolis resident. I'm also a mother of three kids, and my youngest son, Logan, has epilepsy. And I wanted to talk to you about opportunities for medical cannabis in the state of Maryland. I'm very familiar with House Bill 1101, but due to the limitations of the medical academic centers that have not signed up at all, I'm concerned about him being able to get access. I know that there was a Goucher poll that showed that 90% of Marylanders approve of medical cannabis use, and I'm not sure there's a more nonpartisan issue out there. I know that you expressed that your goal is to have more opportunities and less for children. I think for my son and many children out there, there's no more opportunity that they could have than have the medicine that they need to be fruitful and successful. So my question is, I'd like to know what you and the state are doing to actually truly allow medical cannabis access for kids like my son.
Right. Thank you. This issue will no doubt be discussed once again in this General Assembly session. I think it was it 2 years ago that the medical marijuana bill was signed? Three?
Last year.
Just last year.
Last year.
Wow. These are like, it's a vortex I'm in for one more year that distorts time. So we signed that bill last year. I spoke to one of the members of the commission. I know they'll be coming out with more recommendations. So we're going to have this conversation. Let's say it in a positive way. I think all of us have heard enough, have heard many stories, like the story you kindly shared with us about your son and his epilepsy. There's a mix of science as to how proven this particular drug is, but certainly anecdotally, we all know people who have been suffering from, whether it's pancreatic cancer or any sort of cancer, and the treatments from that and the nausea that it creates, who claim to have had their suffering alleviated, their symptoms alleviated. And so our hope is, if there's something that's made this too cumbersome to move it forward in the context of medical marijuana, that we can fix that this legislative session. And so that's where I am on it, and I look forward to working with you and the General Assembly on this issue, because I do think that the bill that was passed represented a consensus that we needed to find a way to move forward on medical marijuana in a responsible way that doesn't promote recreational use and, you know, the gateway.
So, what's your stand on the decriminalization and or legalization of marijuana, which will be debated in the House and Senate this year?
Yeah, I'm not much in favor of it.
Why?
Because I've seen what drug addiction has done to the people of our state and the people of our city. And I also know that that this drug and its use and its abuse can be a gateway to even more harmful behavior. And I know that there are those who say, yes, you can say the same about alcohol, and yes, that's true. But I don't think that the answer is to promote greater access and greater recreational abuse of drugs, whether it's this particular drug or any other drug.
So you disagree with what happened in Washington and Colorado? You'd be opposed to that?
Yeah, I'm not much in favor of that.
In Colorado, there's been some research that 85% of the children with epilepsy that have gotten access to medical cannabis have reduced their seizures by 60 to 100%. So there's only 15% of the children out there that are not being helped by this medicine, and there's been no increase in crime or any issues with the medical legalization.
And what's the format? What's the form in which they take it?
It's an oil. It's an oil tincture. So there's a specific organization out in Colorado that manages the growing. It's very regulated, and they extract the oil and they administer it through either directly through an oil or with honey into the mouth.
Right.
And it's administered by a medicine with neurological and doctor's approvals, recommendations for this medicine.
And that's why I signed the medical marijuana bill. And if we need to fix it, if there's something broken or something that makes it too cumbersome, we can take advantage of these next 90 days and do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've had a number of debates leading up to this, both in the Daily Record and on the Mark Steiner Show, about all the issues that we're going to face in this session. One of those issues, it has to do with either legalization or decriminalization of marijuana, or both. Well, not both, one or the other. And the medical marijuana issue being a separate issue. So where do you two stand on this idea of the legalization of marijuana? I think Jamie Raskin and others, a senator in your body, is going to be raising in this session.
Well, there's a lady in your audience, a graduate of UVA, whose son suffers from epilepsy.
She spoke with us later.
Yes, and you know, the physicians have said that the use of this cannabis alleviates her son's problem. So I support medical marijuana and being implemented. We passed a bill in the Senate to decriminalize it, and it died in the House. And we passed a bill for medical marijuana, and then it was amended to the point where it can only be dispensed by certain medical dispensaries, and quite frankly hasn't been implemented as of this date. So I think we'll be looking to start off, at least in the Senate, with trying to go back to where we were last year, decriminalization for small amounts for the young people and medical marijuanas. In terms of the legalization of marijuana, it's a long way away in Maryland. It's not going to happen anytime soon. But I think the majority of states are going to move in that direction eventually.
Yeah, look, I think that we worked hard to pass a medical marijuana bill last year that would come from our medical institutions. My understanding from talking to the same young lady that the practical implication is that none of the medical institutions have taken it up. I think you have to make sure that your leading universities, research university like the University of Maryland, has to engage in this to take care of people that really have a medical need that's been proven by science to deal with this. So I'm certainly open for the use as for medicinal purposes and a medical use. I think in the area of decriminalization, I think there's too many kids that are in jails and in prison because of the use of marijuana. I think that we would be better off with citations and mandatory treatment in that area, but I'm in no way supportive of the recreational marijuana.
You don't support legalization?
Not on the recreational use like in Colorado. I think we're a long way from that. Look, we've spent numerous years trying to get young children and people off of tobacco, which is a carcinogen. Marijuana is still a carcinogen. You know, we have treatment centers loaded with kids that have problems with alcohol, drugs, and tobacco use. I've spent my entire life trying to keep kids away from that. And you know, before you want to see the liabilities and the benefits from something that's take place in marijuana in Colorado before you want to even touch that. But I do think in the areas of decriminalization and medical use, I think are appropriate areas for us to take a look at and implement.
The reason the Colorado law is good in this sense is that it only sells to people 21 years of age.
Right.
It's like treated like alcohol.
Right.
And for younger people, it's treated like alcohol. So you have a younger person with a little small amount of marijuana, they're given a civil citation. And I think that's eventually where the country is going to be. But it's going to take a while to bring a body of public opinion into that regard.
A lot of our public, I think, is pro-legalization when you look at most of the polls.
Yeah.
And
53%.
Pardon?
53% of the latest poll I saw.
And A, and B, I respond to that. And also, I mean, in the state of Maryland, one of the big legal problems is that even in counties where, like Cecil County or Garrett County, where there are where African Americans are in a real minority, they make up the majority of the marijuana arrests in their counties, as they do in the state of Maryland, though percentage-wise, equal numbers and more, actually, in terms of the actual population of white kids smoke marijuana who aren't in jail for smoking. And there's this real disparity here about who gets the law enforced upon them in the state of Maryland. So those two things both be...
There's a huge disparity. I mean, there's a disparity in the fact that there's more liquor stores in African-American communities than are in white stores, white communities. I mean, you know, what's to stop when you legalize this that it's not going to be sold more prevalently in minority communities than it is in predominantly white communities?
Because you can limit the number, if it was legal, you can limit the places that can sell it. You can set that.
Well, right? Who's going to grow it?
I mean, a lot of people actually will grow it.
And that's part of the issue.
That's part of the issue
you already have in Colorado. You have this underground activity out there now where you can grow six plants and they can now sell it. Now, You know, your grandmother, your mother, you, your all everybody in your family grows 6 plants. What are you going to do with all that?
Give it to the family.
I mean, who's going to regulate? Who's going to regulate all that?
Mike, the other Mike.
It's going to take the body opinion to get much stronger, and it's eventually going to happen.